Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Fonseca. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norman. The throw from Heving and he is out, Williams applying the tag. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Toad settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Grove moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Moore reaches second base with a double. Grove scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Williams reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-1 in the game. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-2 in the game. Finney bunts towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. having bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth is 0-for-3 in the game. Toth takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb fires to first and picks off Toth. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb is hit by the pitch. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Red Faber. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Grant Bowler now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heving hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.